Michael Kaczynski is the third-party candidate, the Tea Party conservative for New York's 22nd district, currently held by Republican Richard Hanna. So, welcome, Michael. I'm delighted that you could join us. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. So what specifically has Richard Hanna done wrong or right in the last Congress?
Well, if we look at his voting record, it's very clear that he is not voting even close to the Republican values or platform. We supported Richard Hanna in his race in 2010 because of the promises and the criticism he had for the incumbent, R. Curry. He criticized the votes for increasing the debt limit and for the spending bills which would saddle our children or grandchildren with debt they could not repay. Richard Hanna has voted for three increases in the debt limit, which is now at $16.4 trillion. He's voted for all the spending bills. We have not had any real budget cuts, just increased spending and taxation. In fact, we do not even have a budget since a little after 2008, when President Obama took office. Congress has not done anything to anything productive and concrete to put a budget in place. We have just had continued spending bills.
Now, politically, you know what the risk is here, of course. Obviously, you're a very bright man. You ran in a primary. As I understand it, you lost. Now you're running on a third party. Won't that deprive needed votes from the more conservative Republican than the more liberal Democrat?
Well, that's a criticism that we're hearing. They're saying, Mike, you're going to split the vote.
Sure.
But that's not true. The split vote is coming from those that support Richard Hanna, those people that want a conservative, they want a Republican, they want someone who will bring a balanced budget to this nation, and Richard Hanna is not that. So I say the split comes from those who continue to support someone that does not even come close to those values and principles and platforms that they want as from someone that will be a people's representative and a constitutional representative in Congress.
So let me just get this straight, Michael. Do you feel that it really doesn't matter whether you have a Democrat or Republican in there?
Well, when you look at the comparison between Richard Hanna and Dan Lamb, those two that are Republican and Democrat right now, there is very little difference in how they speak and how they will vote for these issues, whether it's the increase in the debt limit or for supporting something as, up front in the news as the what we call Obamacare right now.
Tell us something about the Tea Party itself. I know it started as a sort of grassroots movement. Is it much more organized now than it used to be?
Well, yes. There's so much criticism, again, from the media saying the Tea Party is dead. But we've seen victories all over just this last year in the primaries, all over the country. And, of course, those patriot and liberty groups were very instrumental in bringing victory in Wisconsin. So you see, the reason why this movement basically spontaneously started 3 years ago was because people have seen over the years we've compromised too much and we have lost our freedoms. We've seen a government become out of control in spending and regulation. And so these Tea Party and Patriot groups began with the goals to see constitutional government restored, government downsized. We want to see fiscal responsibility in government. And part of that, in fact, a very large part of this is that we would want to vote out any incumbent that was not doing the job they were hired for.
Tell me a little about yourself, Michael. I think a lot of people listening would love to know more about you.
Okay. On a personal side of my life,
sure.
I am married to my wife, Kathy, for now 23 years. We have 12 children. One is married and moved out just last year. And I have been involved in issues, local and national issues, for quite a while. I've lived in New York for 25 years now, and in central New York since 2003.
And where were you born?
I was born in Michigan.
Ah.
So growing up, I was born in Michigan, and my dad had several jobs before we settled in New England, and I moved into New York for my first job out of college. My parents are actually originally from the Triple Cities area, Johnson City, Binghamton area.
How do you support 12 children? You got to work hard.
The Lord provides. And and I did have, I was working as an electronics engineer up until 2001, 2002, when we had the big technology downsizing after September 11th, 2001. And we could not, I could not find a job in my field, and we moved up to central New York from Dutchess County. And since then, because I could not find jobs within my field, my wife has gone back to work as a registered nurse.
You have any hobbies?
I have hobbies, but who has time for it at this time? I'm involved with amateur radio, ham radio, and one of our family projects right now is we raise dogs for Freedom Guide Dogs. We're a foster home for them, and we're now raising our fourth puppy for that, which is very nice. It's a family project. The children are involved, and becomes a very nice family project, and we teach the dogs that they have a higher calling. So after about a year and a half to 2 years of being in our home, they go for formal training, and then they're placed with someone that has that need.
I would hate to give my dog Murray up after a couple of years. Can you do that? I mean, is it emotionally wrenching?
Oh, yes, yeah, sometimes. But we know from the beginning we have that those thoughts that we're going to be giving them to someone that needs them for a special purpose.
Michael Kaczynski is the third party candidate, Tea Party conservative for New York's new 22nd district, currently held by Republican Richard Hanna. Thank you very much, Michael. When we come back the next time, I'm going to ask you some substantive questions, okay?
Thank you.